and praise the Lord, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host this evening, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And we thank God for all of those on the line today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our Mother Church Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the pastor and our general overseer. And at this time, we're going to ask if Evangelist Maybel Edmond would lead us in our opening prayer.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Eternal God and our Father, we come to you once again in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your mercy. Thank you for all that you've done for us. We thank you for another opportunity
to
send up a word of prayer to communicate with you on today. We pray that you will have your way, that your will be done today, O Lord. There are so many troubled people, so many people that are being tested and tried, so much pain and heartache. But we know that thou art able, Lord. You're able to
move
the pain, Lord. You're able to strengthen the weak. You're able to heal the sick. You're able to deliver the bound, Lord. We pray that you move right now, that you will touch and bless, that you will save to the uttermost, oh Lord. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Look on the heavy heart tonight. Lift the heavy burden, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you look on the bereaved families. Have mercy on them, Lord. Look on Mother Marshall, Lord. Comfort her soul. Strengthen her, oh Lord. Lift that burden, Lord. Make a way out of no way. Open the door, Lord. We know you're a way maker. You know all about it. You're able to fix it, oh Lord. Help us to look to you and take you at your word. Your word is true. Your word is not fail. We're depending on you. Our faith looks up to you, oh Lord. We're trusting in you tonight. We pray that you will take us through, Lord. Help us to hold out. Praise the Lord Jesus that you look on Evangelist Cynthia. Touch her, oh Lord. Give her strength, Lord. Help us go through. Take her through this time of bereavement. Comfort her soul. God, encourage her heart. Let her know that you're with her in the name of Jesus. Let her know that there's someone that cares about her. Hallelujah. Have your way in her life. Let your will be done, oh Lord. Let some soul be touched. Let them be blessed, Lord. Give them a mind to want to be saved, to turn from their ways, and give their life unto you through all of this heartache. We know you're able, Jesus. Fix it, Lord Jesus.
Fix
it tonight, Lord. Move, Jesus, while we're praying. Have your way. Be merciful, Lord. Look on Lawrence. We pray that you touch him right now. We know you're able to raise him up. Whatever
you
will. Oh, my God, we submit to the will of God.
Yes.
Jesus, we know you can heal. We know you got the power. And we know that you are still working miracles. Oh, my God, you are still healing the sick and delivering the bound. We take you at your word. We get trust you, Lord, in the good times, in the bad times. We look to you, Lord. We know you're able to work it all out. You're able to fix every situation.
You're able.
Have mercy, oh Lord. Look on Steve, Lord. Touch his body.
Touch his body.
In his body that he may be able to go through the test in a child that he's about to endure. Touch his body. Touch his mind. Help him to want to be saved. Help him to give his life to you. Help him to turn it over to you, Lord. We know you can work it out.
You're able.
We pray that you touch and bless all those souls that have been touched with bereavement. Have mercy on them, Lord. Comfort their souls and take them through. We know you're able. We're depending. Lord, we pray that you look upon every name that is listed on the prayer list. Oh, my God, you know them. You know all about it. You know what they're going through. You know what they're enduring. Have mercy on them, oh, Lord. Faith such as should be saved, filled with the Holy Ghost. And look on the listeners. We pray that you will bless them, that you will let them receive the word of God, and that they may turn from their way and give their life to you. We know you can do it. Pray that you will become the speaker of the hour. Send your word, send your anointing. Let it reach some soul. Have mercy today, oh Lord. Now, Lord, we pray that you will go with us, stand by us, help us, oh Lord. I pray that you look on your people everywhere throughout the world. We pray that you touch them and give them strength. Help them to hold out. Help them to endure, Lord. Help them to go through their test. Help them, Jesus. Help them to endure until the end. We know you're able to take them through. Brought us this far. And we know you're able to take us through. Now, Lord, we pray that you look upon us with compassion and with mercy. And we pray, Lord Jesus, that you will cleanse us and make us ever withhold. We want nothing standing in our way or in our life that will hinder us from being saved. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, fix us the way you want us to be. Help us to live this life according to your will and your word. Help us to stand fast and hold to thy word that we may make it to that city that you have prepared for us. And now, Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you for this, and we
thank you
for what we believe you're going to do. We thank you right now, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We
thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Beautiful, powerful opening prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell. Edmund, and at this time we're going to have our opening scripture reading coming through Sister Cheryl Edmund.
Time, we're going to be reading the 30th number of Psalms. That's the 30th number of Psalms. I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord my God, I cry unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but a moment, and his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity, I say, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor, thou hast made my mountains to stand strong. Thou didst hide my face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? shall it declare thy truth. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me, Lord. Be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praises to thee and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. Thank God for the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful scripture being read by Sister Cheryl Edmond. Amen. I will extol thee, O Lord. And just want to let you all know thank you so much again for tuning in. And if you would like a copy of tonight's show or any show that has gone forth on this broadcast, you may go to www.blogradio.com/My King Service Title I School. You may also email us at prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. And tune in by phone every Sunday at 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m. You may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service Title I School, and one is O-N-E. And added to our prayer list, we have, we want to pray for Mother Janice Marshall and a bereaved Marshall family, the Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, our church body. We lost our Southern District Overseer, Pastor Lewis Marshall, so we want to keep his family lifted up in prayer, as well as our church body. Amen. We want to continue to pray for Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, who lost her father. We want to pray for Arlene Almonte, Titus Edmond Sr., Steve Allen Sr., Evangelist Bradley and family, who lost her mother. Evangelist Bradley lost her mother. Romanita Cruz, Logan, Lazar Dumas, Alicia Smith, Will Mills, Deacon Johnny Valentine, Deacon Albert Mack, Missionary Rose Mack, Angela Setti Jr., Curtis Berry, Larnice Holmes, Evangelist Linda Diggs, Deacon Roger Tanner, Minister Troy Johnson, Celeste Hall, Andrew Marshall, that the Lord would bring him back, Tammy Ryan, Sister Cheryl Edmond. We're going to continue to pray for Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Steve, who we met in Washington, D.C., Deborah and her daughter, who we also met in Washington, D.C. Amen. Praise the Lord. And all those who, anyone who I may have missed, also we want to please pray for my brother, Muhammad Hameen. Keep him lifted up in prayer. Amen. And also the bereaved Carney family as well, all the bereaved families. And all those who are requesting prayer, and all those affected with COVID. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if you are looking to support other ministries, or you just need something to help you get through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth hosts the Hope. There is Hope Ministry, and the phone number is 551-258-5271. And on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram, Missionary Myrtle Huff, and Sister Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line. And the phone number is 978-990-5337. And the access code is 346-9155. Elderberry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WD Like Dog, E Like Elephant, X 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Ministry Emmanuel Hoges teams up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891. And on Sunday evenings at 6 o'clock p.m., Grace Temple hosts Sunday evening teleconference service where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9848. 1-800-273-8640. The access code is 182-7631. If you'd like me to list any new ministries, if you were like your name added to the prayer list, or you have a petition, or you want to add someone else's name, please feel free to go to blogtalkradio.com and add your name in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. If you would like to send a postal mail, you can send it to P.O. Box 27148. That's Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. If you have a testimony or a prayer request and you want to say it live, you want to give your testimony live, or if you want to sing a song, if you want to send encouraging words, or if you have if you're a clergy and you'd like to give remarks after the word, please call us on our guest line. Our phone number is 978-990-5270, and you don't have to be afraid. We would love to hear from you if you are feeling bold. Amen. Praise the Lord. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And again, I thank God for the beautiful psalm that Sister Cheryl read. And that first line that just says, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. I would just like to sing a portion of the song.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, O my rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet sound in your ear. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet sound in your ears. We extol thee, we extol thee, we extol
encouraging words and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord for that selection. We extol thee, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
The Lord is so wonderful. He's so worthy. And we thank mm-hmm. him for his mercy toward us. I don't know if you love him, but I love the Lord because he
yes.
heard my cry and he didn't let my foes overtake me. Glory to God, they tried to rejoice over me, but God delivered. So there was no need for them to rejoice because God delivered. The Bible
Amen.
Says, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up It was the Lord that lifted David up, and he will mm-hmm. lift us up if we go to him yes. in prayer. I just thank the Lord. He's a mighty good God. We cried unto him, and he heard our cry, and he healed me. That's what David said. He healed me. I just
yes.
thank the Lord because he is a healer. No matter what your situation is, no matter what you are going through, God is yet a healer. He will
Amen.
Heal your body. And truly, in these terrible times that we are living in a time of many sicknesses and pestilence and all these things plaguing all of the earth, I tell you, God, he is still healing, and he's still working miracles. He can heal you, and then you
yes.
can extol the Lord for what he has done for you. I
Amen.
Believe God today, thanking him in advance for the healing of souls. Praise the Lord. Let us all extol the Lord and give glory and honor to the name of the Lord, for he alone is worthy. And we thank the Lord for this collection, for the scripture reading, for the opening prayer, for everything that has been done, said and done thus far. Now at this time, we're going to introduce to you the speaker of the hour. And the Lord has blessed her and blessed this radio broadcast. We now have doctors on the line. Glory to God. The Lord has blessed. And I'm going to introduce to you Dr. Sheila Hameen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, doctor.
Praise be to God. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I thank God for blessing us to come together one more time. So happy to be on this broadcast tonight. And I thank God for
yes,
all
yes.
of you who have tuned in. Praise the Lord. I thank God for just blessing us and for the opening prayer, the scripture, the song of praise, all the words that
yes.
have been said thus far. And I thank God because
yes.
the Lord is yet blessing and he's yet doing
yes.
great
yes.
and mighty things. And this
yes.
moment is a moment of
yes.
praising God, of recognizing
yes.
how good God is. Hallelujah,
mm-hmm.
and lifting him up for
mm-hmm.
the things he has done, giving him praise, glory, and honor,
yes.
because it all belongs to him. And I'm glad
Amen.
To praise his name. I, myself, will extol him. Praise be to God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. I will lift
glory.
Him higher. I don't know who
yes.
is willing to help me, praise the Lord, but
all
if
right.
I have to do it by myself,
you.
Glory to God, I will lift up the name of Jesus higher.
Yes.
Hallelujah, praise
Amen.
Be to God. Is there anybody who will help me lift Jesus
yes.
just
yes.
a little higher?
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
Yes.
I just want to take a little time right now to just give God a praise. You know, at
Hallelujah.
Any time, we ought to take the time out and give him praise. Doesn't have to be any time special. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
But this moment,
thank
I feel like giving God a praise. Will you help me?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to the name, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Bless your holy
yes,
name.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory
Jesus.
Be to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Praise God. We have so much to thank God for.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have so much
thank
to
you.
Praise him for.
Thank you.
But you need to just give him praise always.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
I feel good after giving God that praise because he's worthy.
Yes.
He's worthy of all praises. Thank you, Jesus. I will lift him up. I will praise him. I will extol him. Oh, glory be to God. It has to be personal. It says here, I will extol thee, O Lord. For thou hast lifted me up. God did it.
Yes.
He's the one that came and lifted me up. He's the one that took the heavy burden. Oh, glory to God. He's the one.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, who did it all for me. And I thank him tonight.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. At this time, let us prepare to go to the Word of God. And I'll be reading from the King James Version Bible tonight. Praise God. And always, I always read from the King James Version Bible.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I'll be going to the book of Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 through 20. That is Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verses 10 through 20. Praise the Lord. And also Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. And we'll go start with Ephesians, the 6th chapter, beginning with verse 10. And the Bible reads, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. Praise the Lord. And tonight, I use for a title, Let Us Be Strong in the Lord. And the theme is, God will help us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for these passages of Scripture. And in this, Apostle Paul is the writer. And he began to write to the church at Ephesus. And as he began to write, he encouraged them, starting in verse 10, saying, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And these words of Apostle Paul to encourage the believers to be strong in the Lord, because there are those times when moments of weakness will come upon us, we being in the flesh. Sometimes we fall weak, praise the Lord, but this was more of a warning to us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And it reminds me of when Jesus told his disciples in Acts 1 and 8 that they would receive power after the Holy Ghost had come upon them. Glory be to God. And that they would be witnesses unto him. And looking at what Apostle Paul is saying here, it's important that we be strong in the Lord. And as we go about in this battle of spiritual warfare, we cannot afford to be weak. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We cannot afford to be without the whole armor of God. So we need this power of the Lord. Glory to God. We need this strength in the Lord. Usually, when soldiers are sent to boot camp, they are put through rigorous training to see if they would be able to endure or if they're strong enough, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally. And therefore, they have to be equipped and prepared for a battle. If they are found unfit, they will be sent home. Hallelujah.
All right.
In God's army, praise the Lord, we need to have this strength in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. God's armor is described in this passage of scripture such that it refers to the spiritual aspects of our target point. Satan is planning and strategizing how he can penetrate our weaknesses. This is why we must be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And so, as he said, when we put on the whole armor of God, we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. The word wiles, W-I-L-E-S, refers to a trick, artifice, or stratagem meant to fool, trap, or entice. Artful or beguiling behavior, deceitful, cunning, trickery. And that's what Satan is all about. And he has tricks and things to entrap us. But we can arm ourselves. And we can put up a defense by being strong in the Lord and in the power of his might and putting on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, all the things that he comes up with. He will appear to us as an angel of light or as a sheep, hallelujah, but it's really a wolf in sheep's clothing. He's the master of disguise. He's the father of lies, as Jesus referred to him. He is the father of lies. And so he comes in a manner that is very subtle and unsuspecting. But we must be aware. We must be on guard. We cannot afford to put our guard down. But put on the whole armor of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Stand.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We need to be able to stand in the evil day. That evil day is upon us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And sometimes it seems like there's no help in sight. Glory be to God. But I believe the psalmist declared in Psalm 121
and one saying, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. Hallelujah.
Yes.
My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So regardless of how things look, regardless of the situation that we find ourselves in, we can look to the hills from whence cometh our help. All of our help comes from the Lord. God will send in the truth. Hallelujah. He will rescue his people. Oh, glory be to God. So we ought to continue in the Lord and to be strong in him. Praise be to God. We need to have that whole armor. Having part on is leaving ourselves exposed for attack. So we don't want to leave any part exposed whatsoever. And many times, things that we are listening to, things that we hear, can get in our minds and start planting thoughts that should not be there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes, even unaware, we are surrounded by things that we hear. And these things come inside of our ears. Glory to God. We need to put on the armor of God that we may be protected. Glory to God. Because that subtle way is almost undetectable. Praise be to God. He will let us see the strategy of the enemy and how he's planning to invade our territory. Glory to God. How he's planning to siege the people of God and take over. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we can fight against the enemy. Amen. And having on the whole armor of God, we will be able to stand against his wiles, against those things that he comes to us with. Hallelujah. Lord, remember this, and it was said even in the message last night, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. All of these things are surrounding us. And we find ourselves, glory be to God, being faced with opposition coming from all sides. But God is right there to deliver us. He's there to help us. Hallelujah. So let us not be ignorant to the fact that there is a spiritual war going on. Satan is trying to deceive you on every side. He's trying to show you things that are not. Hallelujah. Lord, glory be to God. He's trying to turn your heart and your mind against God. He's trying to get you to throw up your hands and turn your back on God and not go any further. But don't let him overtake you in this mess. Don't allow him to talk to your mind, but rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Not that he'll stay away from you, but resist him. Anytime he presents anything to you, resist in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
But you must be strong in the Lord in order to resist these things that the devil brings to you. Glory to God.
Amen.
All this trickery, that war,
yes,
the one that we don't see with the natural eye, that battle is hot. That battle is going on strong. And Lord knows we need to. We need to be armed. We need to be prepared.
Yes.
Because we won't last.
Lord.
We won't stand. We need to be strong in the Lord. We need to have that whole armor of God. Hallelujah. Know this, that God will help us. God won't just send us out here and leave us, but he will help us. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
he
you.
Will.
The Lord will step in, and he will help. But we have to look to him. Praise God. We have to depend on him. Thank you, Jesus. And in him, our hope. In him is our deliverance. In him is our victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. With him, we will win. Oh, glory to God. With Christ, we will win. And so I encourage you tonight to look to the Lord, to trust in him, to depend on him. Yes, we are going through so many things. Glory to God, so much. And some people may feel on the verge of a breaking point, may feel like they just can't go any further because too many things just keep on happening. You can make it with the help of the Lord. God is our help. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Glory be to God. Right in the battle, while the battle is going on, while the battle is hot, he's right there in there with us. Glory be to God. Just like he was with the children, the three Hebrew boys who were cast in the fiery furnace. He was right in there with them. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
When Daniel was put in the lion's den, he was in there with them. Glory be to God.
Yes.
Go with us. When we're in trouble, God is there in the trouble with us to deliver us out of all of our troubles. Oh, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
So let us be encouraged. Let us keep looking to the Lord. Be strong in the Lord. God will help us. Not maybe, not might, but God will help us. The Lord.
Amen.
And it's important that we pray. We must pray. I mean, really pray now more than ever before.
Oh, yes.
Pray earnestly before God. As Apostle Paul described in verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. You got to pray until you get in the Spirit and pray unto God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And the Holy Ghost will make intercession for us. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
he will help our infirmity, and he will make intercession for the saints. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So we need to continue in prayer. Amen. And we also need to be watchful. There's a watching thereunto with all perseverance, supplication for all saints. But we have to be watchful. We got to pray.
Amen.
We got to be watchful. We got to be very careful. We got to be mindful of what God has commanded us. Praise the Lord. We cannot allow these things to slip. And we should constantly be put in, should be reminded of what God has commanded us so that we don't forget the commandments of the Lord. Because if we're not watchful, something can slip. Hallelujah. But as long as we are put in remembrance of the word of God, you might say, well, I heard that scripture over and over. You need to keep on hearing it until it gets down in your soul, in your spirit, in your mind. Hallelujah. Until the word of God is rooted inside, deep inside of you, to the point where you won't forget his commandments. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You need to be reminded. Glory to God. Well, I thank God for the word of God. I just thank God for prayer. I thank God for what he has done, and he continues to do. Praise the Lord. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. It has to be personal with you. You have to know for yourself that you can look to the hills and know that your help is on the way. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You have to know that your help comes from the Lord, not just because you heard somebody repeat that, but you have to know God and have a relationship with him. You need a personal experience with God. Hallelujah. And learn who God is. Thank you, Jesus. Know that he's full of love and compassion, and that he has the power to do everything. Know that God is our healer. Oh, and he's a miracle worker. Glory, hallelujah.
Yes, he is.
You got to get to know him for yourself. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
You can hear other people talking about it, testifying about what he's done. But what has he done for you that you can tell somebody else? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And I know without a doubt that God hears and he answers prayer. So many times I prayed and the Lord heard my prayer. Oh, and he answered. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I recall a time when we were trying to raise funds for our youth and to sponsor them for a particular trip. And I took an envelope with money and put it in the church mailbox on the outside of the church inside the gate. And then when it was inquired about, they couldn't find the envelope. I believe somebody took the envelope out of there. And I was so destroyed. And the church had gone into a consecration. And that was the first night of the consecration. And I tell you, I went before God when they told me they couldn't find that envelope. And I went home. And I leaned up against the wall and I slid down and sat there. And I cried to God. And I told God all about it. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I was a single parent, didn't have much money, but I sacrificed to help somebody else. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And I cried before the Lord. And when I went back the second night to the consecration, we would go to the church and pray. We were on a 3 days and three nights consecration. And when I went back the second night, told me that they found the envelope. And Lord knows, I don't know how it got where they told me it was. Except God moved some kind of way, glory to God. When we first walked in the church door, there was a little bin that had fans in it. And they found the envelope in that bin with mixed up with the fans. And I'm like, well, how did it get from outside the church in the mailbox and ended up in the church mixed up in there with those fans? What I believe might have happened, this is only my speculation, but I know God did something, is that somebody took the envelope and they got convicted. They brought it back and stuck it in that bin and left it. That's what I believe happened. But I didn't see it. I don't know what happened, but that money was there and that envelope was not open.
Praise the Lord.
All right. God. I tell you, God does hear, and he does answer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So I know that my help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven answer. So know this, God will help us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I thank God for the word of God, and I thank God for each one of you who take the time out to tune in and listen to this broadcast. And I pray that God will bless you in a great and a mighty way. Oh, praise the Lord. And there may be someone who's listening tonight who really want to get to know God for yourself. Maybe that's you. You might have been thinking about giving your life to Jesus. I want to encourage you to go ahead and make up your mind and give your life to Jesus. Glory, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Because I know that God can do anything. There's nothing too hard for God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
God wants to save you. Are you willing tonight to take that step, to take that first step? If you draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to you. Are you willing to do that tonight? Hallelujah, glory to God. If you are, we're going to pray for you. We're going to go to God, and we're going to talk to God and believe God together. And if there is anyone tonight who has a sickness in your body or have a special request or desire of the Lord, we're going to pray for you also. So at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us believe God together. And let's look to him. Look to him for help. Maybe you feel like there is no help, there is no hope, but look to the Lord. He is our help. He is our hope. He is our everything. So let us pray.
Yes.
With our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you thanks and we bless your holy name. Oh, my God, we humble ourselves before you, as humble as we know how. And we ask you, Lord, to help us. Lord, send help right now. Oh, my God, we come to you on behalf of that soul or souls tonight who are desiring to give their lives to you, Lord. We are praying for them a special prayer that you will forgive their sins, Lord, that you will blot out their transgressions and save their souls, Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
have mercy, Lord. Oh, God, we call on you because we need you to help us tonight. Lord, we call on you, oh God, for those who are sick in their bodies, carrying afflictions, Lord. We are praying right now for healing. Lord Jesus, send your healing virtue and lay your hand upon their body. Lord, touch in the name of Jesus and raise them up, my God. Make them ever with hope. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, we come to you on behalf of those who have a special prayer request and a petition before you, Lord. We are praying for them right now that you will grant them their request, that you will bring it to pass. Oh, Lord God, let it be done right now, Lord, and according to your holy will, in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We believe you, Lord, for your touch tonight. We believe you for strength and power. We believe, hallelujah, for deliverance, oh God. We believe, Lord, for the saving of dying souls everywhere. We believe, Lord God, for the sick being healed and raised up off the sick bed. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, Lord. We believe you for miracles tonight. Oh, hallelujah. We praise your name. Oh, God, we come to you right now on behalf of those who have lost a loved one, who have bereaved of their loved ones. And we pray, God, for comfort and for consolation. We pray, God, that you will wrap your arms all around them, that you will comfort them, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, bless them throughout this difficult time in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, be close to the families. Let the families stay together, oh, God. Help the families. Oh, Lord,
help them,
please, Lord, send help, Lord. Know all about it, oh, God. This is a very, very difficult time. Lord, we ask, God, that you will help us to go through. Lord, take us through. Give us strength, Lord. Help us to come together even the more.
Help us,
and to unite, oh, God, make us one in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you will have your way and that your Holy will be done. Lord, look on the church congregation. We pray, God, that you will bless the saints, bless your people everywhere. Lord, bless Pastor Jackson. Lord God, do it right now. Strengthen and encourage him, Lord, and help him to lead your people. In the name of Jesus, oh, Lord, we are no doubt able. We are calling on your name, Lord Jesus, because you are the only help we know. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. And we are depending on you, Lord. We can't make it without you, Lord. We can do nothing without you. We believe right now, oh, blessed Savior. And Lord, we ask you to look on those who are on our prayer list, all the names that are called one by one and name by name. Lord, please, for glory to your name, Lord, glory, hallelujah. We believe in you tonight, and we are asking you to please bless abundantly, Lord, each and every one according to your will. In the name of Jesus, we believe it right now, oh God, and we count it as done. And we give you thanks, Lord, and we bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for having mercy on us. We thank you, oh God, for your loving kindness.
Thank you,
Jesus, for your tender mercy. Thank you, Jesus, for everything you've done, Lord, for what you're doing. Even now, while we're praying this prayer, we thank you, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, thank you, Jesus. We thank you for all things, oh God. We are asking all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. The broadcast is back into the hands of our host.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for that beautiful word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen, and also for that beautiful prayer. And the word of God was talking about, let us be strong in the Lord, and saying God will help us. And we have to be strong in the Lord, because as the preacher said, we being in the flesh, we can become weak, and we have need to be strong in the power of the Lord's might, not our own strength. We can't do it without God. We have to have the power of God, and we have to put on the whole armor of God in order to have the power. We cannot do this. We're not fighting against flesh and blood. You know, sometimes man can't see past flesh and blood, but we're fighting against the principalities. You know, we're fighting against spiritual wickedness in high places. And I think some people, they think that high places is just the pulpit. If that's not the end of high places, but these high places that are around, we're fighting against spiritual wickedness. We have to band together and fight against the devil. We're not, you know, to fight against each other, but we're fighting against the enemy, and we need the power of God to do it. And, you know, I enjoyed also the testimony of Evangelist Hameen talking about how, you know, the Lord, she began to pray unto the Lord, and the Lord began to put things where they hadn't been before. And that's the power of God. I don't know the entire, I don't know what happened, but, we, you know, if it was the conviction, that's what God will do. He'll touch a person's heart through the power of prayer. We have so many weapons to use against the enemy. We have our faith. We have the power of prayer. We have various things to use. I enjoy the Word of God tonight. Very thought-provoking, very encouraging. Evangelist, how many people preach the Word of God? And we just want to go ahead and let Evangelist Baybel go ahead and have remarks to go the way the Lord leads her.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the Word of God. Very timely message. Very encouraging message. God knows just what his people need. Let us be strong in the Lord. We can't afford to be weak and scared. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. So we have to be strong in the Lord. Glory to God, and do what thus saith the Lord, and say what God give us to say. God, he will help us. He is our help. And the Bible said he is a very present help in trouble. Whatever trouble, whatever situation we might find ourselves in, God is our help. And he will come to our aid whenever we need him. I just thank the Lord for the beautiful message. We have to have that whole armor of God on us to protect us and keep us from the fiery darts of the enemy. He doesn't care. He's coming after us. He wants us. But God has got us, and he's holding us in the palm of his hand, and no man can pluck us out. We are trusting in the Lord and looking to the Lord, the God of our salvation. He brought us this far, and I believe he will take us all the way unto the end. And we are trusting in him and believing his word and taking him at his word. And his word is sound. His word is truth. And we can make this journey. So let us be strong in the Lord. God will help us. Whatever situation we may find ourselves in, God will help us. And I know there are some right now. They are going through a lot of things, and they need God to help them. Well, he's right there. He's there to help us to get through the bereavement, the heartache, the sickness, all the illnesses, different illnesses. God is here to help us.
Yes.
And I just thank the Lord. I'm encouraged through the word of God. I thank God for that beautiful message coming through Dr. Sheila Hameen. May the Lord ever bless her and keep her, continue to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And those of you that can get a word of prayer through, I ask that you pray for me. And this part of the service is back into the hands of Pastor Dr. Sheila Hameen.
Praise be to God. Truly, we thank God for the beautiful remarks and words of encouragement. We just thank God for this entire broadcast on tonight. We thank God for Sister Cheryl, who read such a beautiful open scripture. Praise the Lord. I just want to say to you to be encouraged, Sister Cheryl, and do what the Lord gives you to do. Amen. Praise God. I just thank God for all things that have been said and done, and I am just enjoying Jesus. Hallelujah. Through tests, through trials, I'm still enjoying Jesus, and I will extol him. I will lift him up.
Yes.
Amen. I will bless his name. I will praise him because he is worthy always. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for this broadcast and for all of you. We thank you for your prayers. We thank you also for your support. And for you taking time out to dial in or to get online or however you tune in, we are so thankful that you are there to support us. Amen. May the Lord continue to bless you. And we look forward to you tuning in with us on Sunday afternoon, if it be the Lord's will, at 3:30 p.m. for our next broadcast. Amen. Are there any other announcements and anything else that we didn't mention.
Yes, I'd like to announce that funeral services for Samuel Anderson is scheduled to be in Henderson, North Carolina. It's J.M. White Funeral Home, and that's 60 Zeb Robinson Road. That's B-E-B, Zeb Robinson Road, Henderson, North Carolina, 27, and the phone number is 252-438-5139. And the services will be for the viewing, it will be 10 o'clock a.m. to 11 a.m. And the funeral starts at 11 a.m. That's on October the 30th, 2021. That is next Saturday, not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
All right. Praise the Lord. We thank God for that announcement and for anyone who can be there, you know, if you can. And are there any restrictions that we should be aware of?
No, just you must wear your mask.
Okay.
And I believe they have occupancy up to 200 people. They have enough space where you can be socially distanced, and it can accommodate 200 people.
Okay. Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank God for the announcement. And let us continue in prayer for the bereaved family. Evangelist Cynthia. And what is the family name?
Anderson, Samuel. The family of Samuel Anderson.
Okay. Amen. Let us pray for the family. Amen.
Amen.
Praise Amen. God. Anything else before we close? If not, we do thank God for the broadcast, and this does conclude the broadcast for this evening. May the Lord bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.